I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN.com for Saturday, October 13th. Funeral services will be held this morning in Council Bluffs for a Carter Lake soldier who was shot during an incident on October 4th near Fort Hood, Texas. According to the Killeen, Texas Police Department, a loud party at the home of some soldiers started the chain of arguments that led to the shooting of 22-year-old Army Specialist Jamie Lee Schneider. Schneider graduated from Thomas Jefferson High School in Council Bluffs with the class of 2008. He enlisted in the U.S. Army and served two tours in Iraq. His funeral service is today beginning at 10:30 at the Hoyle Kinoski Funeral Home at 1221 North 16th Street in Council Bluffs. An Arkansas woman has pleaded guilty to helping run a violent nationwide sex trafficking ring that solicited customers for prostitutes as young as the age of 17. Brittany Lawson of Hot Springs, Arkansas, pleaded guilty Friday to conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking in federal court in Council Bluffs. She faces a lengthy prison term when she's sentenced because the charge carries a maximum of life in prison, but prosecutors agreed any recommended sentence should be shortened because she was under the coercion of co-defendant Janelle Bell, who was described as a violent New Jersey pimp and mastermind of the ring. Bell has pleaded not guilty and faces trial next month. Lawson admitted that she posted ads on Backpage.com soliciting customers in Iowa and elsewhere, recruited prostitutes, secured rental cars, and rented motel rooms. A grave marker belonging to a six-month-old child who died in 1986 apparently wasn't stolen after all. Last week, employees of the Council Bluffs Recycling Center found a plaque with the name of Megan Aileen Kjellberg in a recycling bin. A report Thursday in the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil stated that Council Bluffs Police Captain Terry LeMaster and others feared that someone had stolen the marker in an attempt to sell it for scrap metal. LeMaster said area cemeteries and funeral directors were checked, as well as funeral and obituary databases and reports about stolen items. He wondered if someone might have stolen the marker thinking it was solid copper. When it turned out to be only copper-coated, it was tossed into a recycling bin. While an initial attempt by authorities to find where the marker belongs failed, newspaper and broadcast reports asking citizens for help in locating the child's burial site paid off. LeMaster told the Nonpareil that they received several phone calls, some coming from as far away as Wisconsin. But one call in particular solved the mystery. A person left a message asking authorities to check the website of the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Omaha. Forest Lawn Cemetery has an alphabetical online record of everyone buried at the facility, and there in the K section was the name Megan Aileen Kjellberg. According to the cemetery, she's buried in the Garden of Apostles on the eastern edge of the property, one row back of a lane that passes through the section. LeMaster said his department called the cemetery, which confirmed the plot number, and after checking the records, it was determined the girl's family had placed a new headstone on the grave in 1999 and had taken possession of the old one. It's still not clear how the removed marker made it to the recycling bin, though. If the family does not respond to calls from police asking them to claim the marker, it would be considered found property and processed accordingly. LeMaster told the paper he was happy to know there isn't a child's grave out there without a marker, and that concerned citizens worked in concert with authorities to make sure that wasn't the case. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported on Friday that an Audubon man was arrested that morning on a theft charge after allegedly taking a vehicle without authorization. Officials say they received a report of a vehicle stolen from America's Best Family Motel at the Valley in Cass County. As a result of the report and a subsequent traffic stop, sheriff's deputies arrested 27-year-old Richard LeVane Miller, Jr. of Audubon. On a charge of theft in the second degree for motor vehicle theft, he was taken to the Cass County Jail, where Miller was being held on $5,000 bond. And here's a reminder to residents of Cass County from Auditor Dale Sunderman. Two satellite voting stations have been established for the November 6, 2012 general election. One is at the Messina Public Library. Its hours of operation are from 2 to 8 p.m. on Monday, October 15th. Ballots will be available for the precincts of Edna Township, Victoria Township, Messina Township, the City of Messina, Union Township, and the City of Cumberland. The second satellite voting station is at the Griswold Community Building. That site will be open on October 17th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Ballots will be available for the precincts of Pleasant Township, Noble Township, the City of Griswold, Bear Grove Township, Cass Township, and the City of Lewis. All eligible voters of the precincts listed may vote absentee at their respective location. Voter registration forms will be available for new registrations and changes in registration records at the above locations. In-person absentee voting and early voting is also conducted weekdays from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Auditor's Office in Atlantic from now through November 5th. The Auditor's Office will also be open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 27th, and Saturday, November 3rd from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Pre-registration for new voters or for those who have changed their name and or address in order to appear on the correct precinct voter election register on Election Day, November 6th, must be received no later than 5 p.m. Saturday, October 27th. Same-day registration on Election Day or voting absentee will require a photo ID and a proof of residence. And that's a check of some of the latest area and local news on KJAN.com.